3 to play first quarter. Still scoreless early on, but moving the football is New Lothrop, and with the first and 10 at the Titans 36. Simon's in motion. Kalanick's got it. He gets a little stuck, but he does find a small seam. He's going to get about 4 yards on that carry.
Connor Smith, the first one there to make the stop.
So they'll only give him
Fullerton also.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Theodore.
Good team tackle there by the Titans. Stops him at about 3 yards. Second down and 7 from the Titans 33.
Reed Garcia that was in on the stop also.
And motion. Nearly jumped offside for the Titans. Now they shift a little bit. New Lothrop kind of looking to the sideline for maybe an audible call. The young man in the white pants and the tie.
It's a little damper over there.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if a black shirt was the right call on a day like
that. It was a shotgun. Play action. Now a pass. Great throw through a window. It's caught, and they're going to get a first down. And he's still on his feet running, doing that little east-to-west run. And he's brought down. He pays the price for trying to stay on his feet. Doesn't get any extra yardage, but with forward progress, gets inside of the 25 to the 24-yard line. And on that catch is Kanan Cromwell from New Ulthra.
Colin Morrow was in on the stop. Lost his lid in the process, too, so he has to come out for a play.
Yeah, they brought him down hard. Like I said, he paid the price for trying to get extra yards. Lost a couple.
And it was like a pinball. He kept bouncing off of the defenders.
So with 6:43 to play first quarter, we're still scoreless, but New Lothrop continues to drive. They possess the ball for almost 6 minutes coming up here. Shotgun, and that's a give out of jet sweep.
Got a flag.
And
flag.
We got a good eye.
Fumble.
Ball's fumbled, loose. And I'm not sure who's got it. It's kind of they're sharing it. I don't think it's going to matter because I think that flag's going to go against the offense. And I think it's going to be a false start type penalty.
Couldn't tell who was in on the stop on that one anyway. I mean, it was just all green and white. A big pile.
There are flags on the play.
The confab here, our first flag of the season with 6:28 to play first quarter, scoreless. Titans could use a little help to push New Lothrop back a little bit here. And first and 10 at the Titans 24, and now the call. It's going to be a false start.
Procedure.
And it's going to go against New Lothrop. And now we get a personal foul and a face mask against the Titans. They're offsetting, though. So for first and 10.
Right back where we started.
It's as though that play never happened, except for the time. The time that went off the clock. End of first quarter for your out-of-town scoreboard fans. St. John's and Western tied at 0. Scoreless on the road. Thanks to Scott Clough for sending in that score. His boy is one of those large kids playing on the Western offensive line. Defensive line.
He's a big
boy. He's large.
He's a good kid, too.
Yeah. He might be tall. He might be bigger than Scott Cloud. If you know Scott, he's quite large also.
I think that has to do with the healthy diet of Wheaties as a youngster.
Is that what it was?
I'm just assuming.
6 minutes to go first quarter. All New Lothrop offense here. And trips left, and it's a key from Kuhanek. He's going to go up the middle, and he's going to get into the secondary. Another first down for New Lothrop, this time inside of the 15-yard line. And all that on the legs of sophomore quarterback Jack Kalanick.
Yeah, Derek Walker, junior for the Titans, was in on the stop, along with a handful of others.
Officially, they're going to have it spotted at the 12-yard line with now 5:40 to go here.
Yeah.
And the first and 10, new set of downs.
It's been on forward progress for New Lothrop.
Empty backfield on this play. Four wide receivers to the left.
Yeah.
Bunch, yeah. Now we're going to get a shift.
Back.
Now everybody's looking at the sideline. Wait, what? Hey, guy in the tie. A little sign language misunderstanding, but I think they've got it now.
Figured it out.
So it's a three wide. And now Simons goes out of the backfield, empty. And now we get a timeout. The confusion was too much. So 5:05 to play first quarter. It's a timeout from the New Lothrop sideline. We'll take a 60-second break and come back with this first down play on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hey, all you high school students and recent grads. How would you like to be a part of the largest digital yearbook ever? All you have to do is head to xqyearbook.com and upload your photo and a quote. And get this, for every valid submission, XQ Institute will be donating $2 in support of student mental health. This is your photo, your story, and your impact. Visit xqyearbook.com and leave your mark. We can't wait to see your submissions.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First and 10 with four wide for New Lothrop. Kohamic takes the snap. I saw movement, and they will whistle the play dead. False start on New Lothrop. So even after the timeout, they still maybe not sure what the play call was. So they'll lose five on this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's causing the falling apart here. I mean, ever since the 20-yard line, they've been pretty solid, moving the ball consistently. They get up here in the red zone, and they're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, I don't know, trying something a little too tricky or what, but and they still all kind of look a little uncertain on the play. So it's two to the right, one to the left, split out for Kohanic, and Simons in the backfield takes the snap. And it's play action, run pass option, and he throws it a little bit behind the receiver, Kanan Cromwell, incomplete, and that'll bring up third down and about 15 for New Lothrop.
Reed Garcia was just inches away from being able to snatch that up before it hit the ground.
Yeah, it was kind of bobbled a little bit, gives a little extra time for the defense to react. So with 4:58 to play first quarter, and it's second and 15. I penalized him a down. And Simons goes in motion. And they'll give it to him on a wheel route out of the backfield. And he's hit right at the original line of scrimmage, but he'll pick up five. And it'll be third down and 10 now for New Lothrop.
Colin Morrow again, the first one there to make the stop.
It's a numbers game out here for the New Lothrop offense. They're just trying to find some space, spread it out, and find out where the numbers mismatch is. And Simons was wide open, and nobody... I mean, the first guy to hit him tackled him, but that's after 5 yards a gain. You can't be mad about that.
Mm-mm. No, even when they have a pass play like that, they still have an option look to everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
You just can't tell which way the ball's going to go.
Running back goes in motion again, this time out into the flat. And a Titan blitz with the big sack. Right when they need it, they send them all. And so make it a fourth down, and that's going to be 21.
Cole Simpson was the first one there to make the stop. Now, I'm just wondering what the kicking game is going to be like here. They obviously didn't go for the punt. They went for the fourth down. Not too far away. The ball sitting at the 20-yard line, certainly doable at this level.
Yeah, and that's I just spoke about 4th and 17. But, yeah, 20-yard, so that made 30-yard field goal attempt with the end zone. And then you added 4 more yards for the hold. So 34 yards is still a pretty good boot.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do. But we did just see a practice kick out of Kanan Cromwell. 4:01 to play first quarter. We're still scoreless. And New Lothrop, the only ones who've possessed the football up to this point. The Lumen Christi defense, a little bend, but did not break, made their big defensive play at the biggest time. And now we'll see what happens. I don't see them lining up for a kick, but now maybe a little personnel shift as we have another guy go to the sideline. They're getting a T, so it's looking like kicking time.
I was going to say, it looks like the Titans are prepared for a play other than a kick, but now they're getting out on the line.
Watch it up for something maybe a little phony. 3:31 and the clock's running. So if you run out three quarters plus of the first quarter, it's
blocked!
It's loose on the field. They've got it! Flags out, but running ahead of everyone. That's Ralph Golden. They're not going to catch him all the way to the end zone. There is a flag on the play. We'll see what that ends up being. But Ralph Golden goes all the way to the other end of the field for the touchdown. Celebration looks like maybe a little premature. So we'll see what this laundry on the field accounts for. I don't know. The Lumen Christi coaching staff seems to think that this is going to stand. They're signaling for a one-point try.
Yep.
3:12 to play, and Lumen Christi turned the tide of this one quickly.
The flag was all the way over here at the 40.
Touchdown. Penalties declined. It's a touchdown. So that was against New Lothrop, and Lumen Christi with a 6-0 lead after still having zero possessions on offense. Special teams right now going to be receiving
must be
kudos
solid
from
in the
coach.
Kicking game.
That's correct.
Solid, but yeah, great defense. They had a mad rush at the line. All you saw was just Reed going through the white line. Big, huge hands going up. I couldn't get a beat on who the who it was that got their hands on it.
Holds snap is back. Holds good. The kick is way good. A lot of extra leg there. And 7-0 Titans with 3:12 to play. We're back in a minute for the kickoff on WKHM.
Hey, folks. It's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Mike back in here. Steve Boyle, Mark Daly. A little Mike instruction as the kickoff goes and Hunt. This time it's a low liner and it's going to bounce at the 20. Picked up and run up the sideline, hit at the 30, and brought down at the 32. And on the recovery there for New Lothrop, number 16.
That was Cooper Keen, who was there first one on the stop for the Titans.
As New Lothrop is also has been lax on accurately equating numbers to names on their roster. A little extra work cut out for us in the halftime. Sure. 3:07 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Titans after a blocked kick and return by Ralph Golden. I don't think Ralph Golden didn't block the kick. I want to say Chunky Willis, but I didn't see.
I couldn't tell.
You know, when they were setting up, Mark, it looked like it didn't even look like they were going to be on a kick block. Yeah. It didn't look like they were on like a block defense.
They weren't. They were preparing for a trick play on that.
New Lothrop comes out with five wide for Kohanic in motion, and a give is to Cromwell, and he's got it. He's hit, though, right at the line. He'll fall forward and maybe get two.
Devion Franklin was the first one to make contact and prevent that from really being a much larger play.
He did get it up to, so it was first and 10 from about the 32. He's at the 35, and so second down and 6 for New Lothrop. Even with a good hit close to the line, Hornets players continue to kind of turn that into extra yardage. So 7-0 Titans. New Lothrop again, kind of the empty backfield look here.
They tease blitz and they send it back off of that.
Cromwell goes in motion. A little timing error there, but he goes on the sweep and the Titans are going to bottle him off. He did a good job of getting back to the line of scrimmage and maybe even gets a half yard.
Connor Smith made contact in the backfield, but he was able to bounce off that and get back to the line of scrimmage.
We'll call it 3rd and 6 with 2:03 to play in the first quarter of action here at Lumen Christi High School. Titans lead 7-0. Our first quarter of action brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Mark Konopacki and his team 24/7, 365. You need your drain opened. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, online at MinutemanSewer.com. pistol formation, and now Simons. They start out that every time, but they've never stayed in that formation. Now a blitz coming from the Titans. Penetration through. Hit as he throws. It's short, but a great adjustment on the football and a catch for Raphael Woods. And they'll get the first down. Great penetration by the Titans. Hit him in the arm as he threw. The pass came short, but Woods adjusted. Came in with the basket catch, and it's first and 10 for the Hornets at the Titans' 44-yard line.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing how this series was going to go, especially with their offense maybe losing a little bit of air after the Titans returned the block kick for a touchdown, and the defense being a little emboldened after that. But looks like we're kind of experiencing more of the same.
Business as usual, Mark. They're able to eat up 3 or 4 yards just about every play, find a first down when needed. We'll just see if they can make it to pay dirt this time. Simons goes in motion. This time on the option, the QB is going to keep it. He'll get a yard, nothing more, as he's brought down quickly by the Titans.
That was Connor Smith, who was in on the stop for the Titans.
We're under a minute to go first quarter. 7-0 Titans. And we'll see this first quarter come to a close soon. New Lothrop, no sense of urgency.
No, they're not getting set. They're standing up waiting for the clock to tick.
Play clock at 32 seconds, so...
Oh, here they go.
They'll get one more in at least here before it's all said and done. Out of the shotgun again with an empty backfield. Spreading it out.
Never stays that way.
Woods in motion. Fakes the give. Now a throw out to the flat and caught. A little jab step move to the middle of the field. Brought down, but not... He's going to get about 4 yards is all.
Reed Garcia, first one there to make the stop. Actually slowed him down so the rest of the Titans could bring him down.
Yeah, held him up for that big hit. Third down at about 7 for New Lothrop, and that's going to run out time on our first quarter. For Minuteman, Sewer, and Drain, and Mark Konopacki's not going to be too upset that Lumen leads 7-0 after 12 minutes. We'll take 60 seconds. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mixed concrete producer, is proud to announce the grand opening of their brand new showroom and offices. Come join them on Saturday, August 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for food, beverages, giveaways, and a live remote broadcast from K105.3. Wilby Transit Mix is proud to call Jackson home and can't wait to unveil their new building to showcase everything in concrete and masonry. Wilby Transit Mix, 2323 Brooklyn Road in Jackson, family owned since 1907.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
12 minutes on the clock, 7-0 lead for the Titans. Thanks again to Minuteman Sewer and Drain for our first quarter of action and our title sponsor on high school football this season. 7-7 is our tie score out of Columbia Central. The Golden Eagles hosting the Napoleon Pirates, and that one's played to a tie. And one of our other local games in action, 6-6, Western Panthers and St. John's tied up. Cole Wilcox with a touchdown for the Panthers. Missed the two-point conversion. Opposite direction here for New Lothrop, going right to left on your radio dial. Near midfield at the 48-yard line in their own end, though, and third down in about 6.5 as they look to the sideline. The guy with the tie, he looks dapper. I wonder if he's got a jacket over there to go with it, Mark.
Black shirt, jacket on a day like today.
It's the white pants.
White pants. Well, it is before Labor Day, so.
It is.
Yeah.
There's Kalanick getting a little pressure back to throw. He had time. Nobody opened downfield. The pump fake, he pulls it down, and instead will get sacked in a loss of a yard. And make it 4th and 7. And the Titans defense, we'll see if we can't get any, maybe see what the punt game is for New Lothrop.
Ralph Golden was in on the stop for the Titans. And you have number 7, Cole Simpson, heading back for the return.
Cole Simpson anxious to catch one, and this will be Lumi Christie made it through the first quarter without actually running a snap on offense. All
well,
special teams.
When you're able to control the ball, like New Lothrop has been doing, they just ate up all the clock.
They did. So 11-10 to play here in the
low
first
snap.
Half. Low snap, but the kick away is pretty good. But Cole Simpson's going to have some – it takes a wild bounce on him, and it's going to take a New Lothrop roll inside the 10, and they'll pick it up. So rather than risk making a mistake on returning the football, Simpson lets it bounce, and it dies at about the 9. Herb Brogan giving him a little bit of a earful over there and then sending it back in. So the first look at the Titans offense comes with just under 11 minutes to play in the first half. And Mark, now we'll see if that speed comes into play as we thought it might.
Lined up on their goal line, huddled up on their goal line, running up to the ball.
Quickly get set. Ehlers under center, takes the snap, pitches out. That's Wilson getting to the edge, looking to turn up field, gets through the line. Now down to the 15, and it's going to be brought down at the 16-yard line. So we'll get about 6, maybe 7 on that first carry for Nick Wilson on the little pitch out to the left.
Slade Rally was on the stop there for New Lothrop. First one there. And if he's happened to squeeze by him, there was green pastures.
Yeah. They kind of set that up with that little pitch out you'll see from Lumen where they just look to that runner. Well, he'll move east to west until he sees his spot to go north-south, and then he'll hit that hole and hope to turn it for a big one. Titans come back to the line, second down, and just short of 3 yards. High form, pitch out. This time it's to Simpson, and he's going to the right side. He's hit short of the first down, and he'll be brought down at the, I think we're going to get that just on the 19. So it's going to be third and about one.
That was number 20.
Third and one for the Titans.
And that play,
which
yeah.
We don't have.
Another
20.
Another
20. And on the stop for New Lothrop.
Well, it was an old New Lothrop roster or what, but.
I think we have their home numbers.
That's my fourth question mark for New Lothrop players. On the short play that gives to the fullback, he's going to blast through and get that and then some over the 25 to about the 27 before being brought down. Titans offense, that's Connor Smith.
That was a kid, number 20.
20 again.
Yeah.
We'll have to get that guy's name because he's making a lot of plays. And you like it if you're the Titans that he's the one making all the tackles because he's playing in the secondary. So
right.
When you got that guy making a lot of tackles, you know you're making big chunk plays. First and 10 for the Titans from their own 27-yard line. And they get up to the line quickly. Nick Wilson, this time on the dive play, is only going to get about a yard before he goes down.
Yeah, he was just tripped up. There really is no tackle assigned to that. He just got his feet tangled up and fell down an extra yard past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good fall down, actually, because you get about 2 yards, second down and 8.
Mm-hmm.
With 8:53 to play first quarter, Titans lead 7-0. Playing with a little bit of house money here on their first offensive possession with a one touchdown lead. The defense has held up pretty well for them as well. And we're ready to go here. And another little dive play. And this time that goes to Wilson again. And he'll get about 3 yards, make a third down. And a little short of that. Third down at about 7.
Slade Rally made the stop for New Lothrop. I really love the look of the Titans. The Titans offense. I love that classic line it up. Let's run them. Let's have some blockers coming out of the backfield along with the offensive line making holes. It's just fun to watch that kind of football.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Coming out always with tight formations. They got two out.
This time Ehlers out of the shotgun, though. And he's rolling out left looking to throw. He's got one-on-one coverage on the sideline. And the toss is a little outside of the outstretched arms of Cooper Keene. But a lovely drawn-up play. Got one-on-one coverage, just a little hook route. And just kind of missed him there to the sideline. So that'll bring fourth down, and the Titan punt team can get out there. 7:50 to play, first half, 7-0 Titans.
Raphael Woods, one of those back for New Lothrop.
Caden Martinez, back to kick here for the Titans. Grabs the snap at the 20. Good boot right down the middle. Gets into about the 34. Fielded there. And run up to the right sideline. Cuts it upfield to the 50, 45, 40. And he's knocked out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Raphael Woods on the reception for New Lothrop. And that's going to be a good starting field position for the Hornets.
Derek Walker was the last one to have opportunity to have hands on him, or else he was gone. And he was able to bring him down.
Game coverage tonight brought to you by a number of fine sponsors, including Al Roll Steel. We're glad to have them on. Grimes Plumbing and Jackson College. And I think come hoop season, we're going to get to go out to see Jackson College again this year, which is a very fun night when they play the women's and the men's back-to-back. We get to do those basketball doubleheaders. It's a lot of
fun. Outstanding.
Very good, entertaining brand of basketball they play out at Jackson College. New Lothrop comes out under center, now moves back into the shotgun, and the backfield goes empty. First and 10 from the Titans, 38. Back to throw, looking up the seam. Caught and breaks a tackle. Now a stiff arm down to the defender inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Another catch by another question mark player, number 12 for New Lothrop.
Colin Morrow was the last one there to take him down. As they make a statement. They're moving the ball. They're inside the 10 now.
All right, so, yeah, first and 10. First and goal. We got him listed right on the 10-yard line, really. Maybe just the butt of the football on the 10. In motion, and option play call. Hennick's going to keep it, and he's going to dive inside the 5-yard line down to the 3. Right in the middle of that line, and he's able to find space. Take it down to about the 3-yard line.
It's like Cole Simpson was the first one there, joined by about half his team.
Second and goal from the 3-yard line here for New Lothrop. The Hornets spying their first points of the night. They've possessed the football for almost the entirety of the first half. Scoreless so far. Titans need a big play, and they've gotten them when they've needed them so far tonight. And there's an option again for Kohanek, and he's going to bring brought down for a loss. And they'll take him back outside of the 7-yard line. We'll see what the official spot ends up being, but another nice play.
Theodore Fullerton, first one through, and was able to take him down for a loss.
Now, a lot of times, someone's named Theodore, they go by Ted, but I got to tell you, I prefer Theo.
Yeah, I'm at a loss on that one. Just I'm just going by what it says here.
No, we're just in the dull moments of the game and the dead moments in between plays.
If they want us to call him Ted, then they should put Ted on the sheet.
Well, I'm calling him Theo, and that's how it's going
to
go.
It's like Chunky needs to be on the sheet.
Under 6 minutes to play first half. New Lothrop looking for the first points, and this time they give to Simons. This is not going to be the first points. They're going to stop him at about the 6-yard line, maybe the 7. Really great tackling by the Titans' interior line to hold them out, and it's a fourth down.
Giving the D-line the tackle on that one because everybody was there. He just hit a brick wall once they got up there. So we're fourth and eight.
Fourth down.
I don't see a kicker coming out.
They say 7 yards, and after the special teams surrendered Lumen's only point so far today, they're going to try and go for it here, spread things out. And with 5:18 to play in the first half, empty backfield for Kohanek again. And now he's going to look to the sideline. And that's going to be a timeout.
Timeout
for the Hornets. And let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. When we come back, we'll see if they've got a big fourth down play lined up here at WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5:10 to play. We're back on the field here. Kohanek with a fourth down and goal situation from the 7-yard line.
They initially show an I formation, but that's going to change.
Yeah. And after all that in the huddle, they come out and change the play when they see what the Titans are doing defensively. A lot of shifting around. Three wide receivers to the left for Kilhanic. And tight end sort of on the right. Simons is a wing. He splits out to the end, to the outside. Passes in the middle. It's tipped up. And incomplete. And no flags on the play. The Titans defense once again bends but won't break.
Broken
they make
up.
A big play on fourth down and get the ball back for their offense.
Broken up by Reed Garcia. So they've got some mileage to make up here when they take over on offense here. But what we've seen the last two times that New Lothrop has gotten into the red zone, they don't have the room to confuse the Titans' defense, and they've just stalled every time they've gotten into the red zone.
Yeah, it's something you can. It's almost noticeable on the body language of the players too. That when they get down, they seem so confident and so sure of themselves offensively through 70 yards.
We saw it in the first quarter. Yeah. We're seeing it now. They get confused. They get that close to the end zone. They just get confused. Had to call a timeout the first time. Had to call a timeout now just to figure out what they want to do on offense.
And that could be, Mark, just the effect of having a sophomore quarterback leading your squad versus somebody with a little more experience under the belt. And I could be wrong. I don't know if New Lothrop had him, if he was playing QB for their state championship team a year ago, but I'm guessing not. Although he has not played poorly.
I'm impressed with how they've been able to move the ball. It's been, between the 20-yard lines, it's been a clinic. The defense has stepped up. New Lothrop has showed confusion, and they just can't. They haven't been able to punch it in. Lumen has been able to take great advantage of their mistakes.
Yeah. Time out of the field right now. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Coming up at halftime, we'll play the This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA, their first one of the year. And that's a group that I know is excited to have things going closer to normal this year because what a lot of maneuvering they had to do last season to get their tournaments in. But they did manage to get most of that stuff done. And I think the kids and the parents really appreciated being able to go to those tournament games or at least hear them on the radio, even though we were freezing in the bleachers at many a stop.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. Yeah, it would have been nice to have those on Thanksgiving weekend, like normal, but...
Yeah.
Safety first.
Safety first, then teamwork. Titans huddle up inside their end zone. And out to the 7-yard line. First and 10. And the give is off tackle to, I think that's Simpson, on the run. And indeed it is. He'll get about 6 on the play. Nice, just kind of a wham play there for the Titans.
We'll say Colton Simons was the one that was in there on the stop.
Still 7-0 here. Titans lead after the the field goal attempt blocked and returned for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And that's the only scoring we've done. New Lothrop has possessed the football most of the time here in the first half. Titans with their second possession now. Little offensive line shift to the right. I form, and the give is to Nick Wilson. He's got a big gap off tackle. Cuts to the outside. Foot race to the sideline. 30, 35, down to the 40-yard line. Big gain for Nick Wilson. And we do have a flag down in the backfield where I would expect holding. That is the signal, and that one's coming back.
Raphael Woods was there to make the stop. And again, he was the last one there. If he doesn't make the stop, Titans. Wouldn't have mattered though with the laundry in the field.
DeWitt 7, Traverse City 7, out of town scoreboard. Chippewa Valley 14-7 lead on Detroit Catholic Central.
We do have a player down.
And that is from the Lothrop. And it looks like
I think it's
Raphael Woods after making the. And it looks like where you might see anytime they're working on the leg like this, Mark. I tend to believe cramp with the heat and the humidity like we've got. And you hope that's all it is. And it looks like they are trying to rub out a cramp or something. I'd expect that we'll see him. But he's a finesse kind of speed player. He's their kick return guy. So you hate to see that guy kind of get hobbled by a lower leg injury, even if it is just a cramp, which will, if anybody's had a lower leg cramp, you'll feel that all night. That doesn't just go away.
Yeah, the The elements do tend to bring out more cramps early on in the season, especially when it's hot and humid like that. You do see more and more of them.
We talked about it a little bit earlier today on Talk Back Jackson Sports on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, the temperature and how they, you know, they do their conditioning, they do all their practices in this kind of temperature,
yeah,
leading up to the season. But something interesting about football compared to, say, basketball or volleyball or some of those indoor sports is the field conditions are never really the same two times in a row.
Right.
If you maybe you have a home game, but the temperature's different, and maybe it rains, and maybe it's windier. So, you know, you're always adjusting the outside stimulus that has nothing to do with the opponent or anything. And so it's a unique that way.
That's right. But, you know, both teams have to adapt and adjust to it, and they're both in the same conditions. But
right.
It looks like they're keeping him here on the Lumen side. He's hardly putting any weight on that left leg.
Yeah, where I'm starting
very
to
very ginger.
I'm starting to think that my cramp determination was maybe just optimism. Although he is putting some weight on there, he's not excited about it.
Yeah.
So we'll hope he recovers. But they did get him off the field, and we will get back to action here. 4:17 to play first half, 7-0 Titans with the football. Second down and about 8 after the holding penalty. Out-of-town scoreboard check. Addison leads Springport 30-0 as the Titans go with kind of a nice counter play, but well defended by Nilothrop. And I think we're going to lose a yard or two here for the Titans on that play and bring up a third down.
With the stop, brings up third down for the Titans.
And misdirection.
And I could not get a beat on who it was that brought him down.
That was about four guys. They really did stack him up on the line. And so it was one of those, the whistle gets blown at the halt of forward progress rather than that he was tackled. So just a nice stop by the defense. They weren't fooled by the misdirection play and instead just stayed home, kept that outside contained, and brought him down. Third down and 8 for the Titans. Ehlers out of the shotgun. Simpson in motion in front of him. Strong side to the right. Ehlers is rolling out, looking downfield. He's got a man, and missed him. It looked like they are going to say incomplete as the receiver went to the deck trying to slide under that football. Cooper Keene can't bring it in, though, and that's going to be a fourth down and 8 for the Titans, and the kick squad will come back out, and Martinez will give it another boot.
Looks like the 20-yard line caught the ball before it got to the
And again, Ehlers, if I'm going to scout Ehlers, I'll tell you that he's got great legs. He's got confidence in there. The arm is lacking, and tough to ask him to roll out and throw on the run anyway, but he's made 2 pass attempts tonight, and the receiver had some openness on both plays, but both of them incomplete. But a well-drawn-up play because he did have a chance to complete that pass. Martinez gets the boot away, but it's a low one. It might hit the Titan player. It's loose on the field and going to come up, stop dead at the Titans' 40-yard line. So not a huge punt, but you give yourself a little breathing room. And with 3:06 to play in the first half, your defense has held them out so far, and you'll lean on them once again. 7:55 here as we roll up to 8 o'clock on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. A number of fine sponsors back. Names that are familiar to anybody who's listened to our sports coverage for decades now, and that's the likes of Trips Auto Shop, American Title Company, Ron Ellison and his team, some of my favorites, Penn Chiropractic Center on board too. First and 10 for Nilothrop, and back to throw, and it goes to the 30, spins to the 34-yard line, and make it the
Derek Walker on the stop.
Yeah, 34. I was right.
Derek Walker on the stop for the Titans, and that was actually kind of a different look for the new Lothrop offense. There wasn't a whole lot of movement before the snap. They came out, they showed what they had, and they ran with it.
It's football now on the Titans. Excuse me, I'm going the wrong direction. On the 24-yard line, first and 10 for new Lothrop. Paul Hanick.
know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford. Rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
For the outdoor enthusiasts ready to have some serious springtime fun, it's time to roll up your sleeves and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, where we have everything you need to enjoy some fresh air. Like a 10-foot Lifetime fishing kayak, $150 off, now just $169.99. All in-stock fishing lures and baits are 20% off. Get out on the open road with a new pair of Trico wiper blades. Buy one, get one half off. Or 12-volt battery tender junior automatic battery chargers are just $29.99. When you get back home, spend more time out in the yard with assorted 3-pound bags of Estate grass seed. Your choice, just $10.99. Large bags of Estate sun to shade lawn seed mix, $79.99. Rewards members pay just $69.99. And enjoy outdoor meals with an American Gourmet 3-burner gas grill, only $129.99. Rewards members save an extra $10. Plus, buy online and pick up your items in our convenient drive-thru.
Find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear... It's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here... Maybe you can do something for me?
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing, the law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
illegal participation against the defense. The penalty result in the first down. Wilson, ball carry down to about the 40-yard line. Trump on the shot. Brings up second and seven.
Whoops. Hey, Keith. You got us? Okay, we're on?
Yeah, you're actually on there.
Okay, we're on the air after a little technical issue there. We're glad to be back up and running. And we've got a 7-7 tie. New Lothrop was able to finish off their drive, but the Titans with the ball back. And a reverse pass.
A little trickeration.
And oh. Golden was behind everybody. Ball was a little bit underthrown, and so incomplete. A little more arm, and that's an easy touchdown for Ralph Golden. So on the third and seven play from the New Lothrop 41, and the Titans come up incomplete, but they have another try with 34.2 to play here in our first half. and the Titans with a third down. Again, getting here after the New Lothrop touchdown. We're tied at seven. In motion goes the runner to the outside for the Titans, and Ayler's rolling out the throw. He's got Wilson, caught it off his kneecap. Gets out to the 35, maybe to the 34, 26.5. Titans will stop the clock, and
Dominic Cassiano was in on the stop there for New Lothrop.
Timeout, Lemon Chrissy.
Titans want the first down. They might have to settle for a measurement. No, they're moving it.
Nope, they're getting the chains moved.
Line judge says that's far enough. And a timeout for the Titans with 26.5 to play here in the first half. They'd love to put up some more points before they get to the halftime. Because realistically, Mark, their offense hasn't played great. They haven't played awful. But the defense has been pretty stout, or at least good enough to keep them in front. But they need to get their offense to contribute a little bit here with some field position at least.
I like what I've been seeing from the offense. I wouldn't necessarily say that the offense has been stout, but the New Lothrop defense has been has really been stepping up to make the stops. Going back to what Herb Brogan had said earlier, I am noticing a difference and speed. I am seeing strength on the Lothrop side, but I am seeing speed and a good number of speed on Lumen Christie's side.
And I've really liked the Lumen Christie play calling. I think just like a couple of passes that have been incomplete, that if they're completed, the Titans' drive stay alive. Ayler's looking to throw again. He's got a man to the outside on
wide
the left.
Open.
And he had to go out and dive for it, but he did bring it in. And Ayler's keeps making him go to the turf, but he's doing it willingly. And Cooper Keene with that catch, sliding out of bounds, and the Titans with a first down inside of the 20-yard line with 20 seconds. And they'll snap it and spike it and stop it at 18.2. 7-7 tie with 18.2 seconds to go first half.
Well, you notice on the last play, Ayler's really threw it in the only place where he could in order to make the completion.
Right, and so that worst-case scenario, it's incomplete. Best-case scenario, you get the catch that you got.
Yeah.
So really, and a good job by Keene to get to that football and to reel it in. Ayler's coming out and making his arm work. Again, he's not a super strong-armed guy, but if they put him in the right position, he has a chance to make those throws, and the coaching staff has done that.
And he hasn't made mistakes.
Right.
He has. I mean, he might be having difficulty getting it to
Ayler's rolling out again, throwing to the end zone. He's got Golden. He goes up high and pulls it down. Cut! Touchdown, Lowman! Ralph Golden catching it at the high point over two New Lothrop Hornets defenders and goes to the turf, cradling the football for a Lumen Christie Titan touchdown with 11.6 seconds to go first half. Teddy Ayler's says, Captain Steve, I've got plenty of arm.
And again, talking about Ehlers, he put that in the only spot where it could be caught, and that was about 2 feet above the defenders.
And Ralph Golden did the rest. A very physical play there by the Lumen Christi Titan receiver, Ralph Golden. 13-7, and I gotta say, this kick's probably good. It's up, and it's through, and Hunt knocks another one. Nice leg on that kid. And 14-7, Titans in the lead with 11.6 seconds. Let's take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
School may look a little different this year, but remember, some kids are still walking to and from school or coming and going from the bus stop in neighborhoods everywhere in Jackson County. As you know, kids are kids and don't always pay attention. As responsible drivers, we need to look out for the kids in our community. Parents, please remind your children to be aware of their surroundings, too. Together, it's going to be a great year. This school safety reminder has been brought to you by American Title Company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And with 11.6 seconds to go in the first half, the Titans answer New Lothrop's touchdown and put themselves back up by a score. And a nice 2 minute offense there by the Titans to really move down the field quickly. And Ehlers, like you said, maybe he's not throwing that deep ball really great, Mark. The balls he's thrown have been precise.
Yeah, he hasn't been. Well, this is what Coach Grogan said earlier this week. We need to not make mistakes.
Right.
And so far, they really haven't been making any mistakes.
And there's a little pooch kick fielded by a lineman right there at the 44. The hands team, that was a nice soft catch by that big guy. And so with 10.7, New Lothrop will have it near midfield at their own 45-yard line. That feels like a generous spot. I thought it was clearly at the 44.
Well, you know, when you have all the bodies in the way, sometimes it's hard to tell. I couldn't see who actually it was that fell on the ball.
Nevertheless, that's where New Lothrop will have it. It's a small quibble to make.
Right there on the golden,
10 seconds.
Right there on the golden sea.
Yeah. Lumen Christi Titans out to a lead here against the defending Division 7 state champions, New Lothrop. New Lothrop actually defeated the Schoolcraft team that beat Lumen to eliminate them from the postseason. And I like all these teams that you kind of see them playing each other. And, you know, New Lothrop's not going to risk it. They take a knee, and we'll go into the locker room. 14-7 Titan advantage here at WKHM as we roll you into the halftime break. And Mark, the first quarter was all New Lothrop. Titans didn't even take an offensive snap, but they had the big special teams play, the blocked kick, which Chunky Willis, maybe, I didn't see exactly who it was in the fray, but Ralph Golden is the one who scooped through, picked up that football, and took it all the way to the end zone. And so we've got 7 points on the board right then for Lumen Christi. Follow that up with a New Lothrop touchdown late in the second quarter.
Late in the second quarter, it was just a pass to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, and got it out to, we determined that player's name was Ian Crump, who made that catch for the touchdown, I believe. Or was it Hayden Andres? I can't remember which one it was. Did you catch? Nevertheless, touchdown, New Lothrop. They tie it up at 7. And the Titans, with that 2-minute offense, quick down the field. Teddy Ehlers kind of airing it out a little bit all over the floor, all over the field, and he gets it to Golden in the back of the end zone right where he wanted it. Golden went up high, makes the catch, and that's where we stand now, 14-7. The Titans using their speed, and really that's the difference maker right there. When they go to the air, they had good coverage.
Yeah.
But Ehlers put it where his guys could get it, and so catches by Cooper Keene and also Ralph Golden on that drive to get them down the field and into the end zone so they can hold on to that one score, 7-point lead. So we're at the half here at Lumen Christi Catholic High School. Thank you again to some of our sponsors, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. We'll say thank you to Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, serving the Jackson community since 1988, the right repair.
They'll get you no a accident. Nice. They'll get you a nice shiny car.
Yeah, that Ceramic Pro.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Even if you get something that you buy it and it looks shiny, let them see what it looks like when they really shine it up.
Make
with that
it shiny,
Pro.
Shiny.
Yeah, it's amazing. The Jackson YMCA now accepting bids from contractors on getting the construction started on the new downtown Healthy Living campus. So
they've been working on that for a while. It'd be nice to actually have that.
Yeah,
some more progress there.
Yeah, they're gonna get the ground broken and get that thing going. So looking forward to seeing that. And shout out to all the folks down at the YMCA. Shonatello, great CEO, maybe even better fitness instructor. So Shonatello is just...
You've experienced the class?
I've done Shonatello's class, yeah. She's held the mitts while I punched.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She makes you work. There's no doubt about that.
Outstanding.
Well, hey, let's go through. Let's run down the scoreboard here a little bit. Some out-of-town scores coming in like crazy. And our other game from across the dial at K105.3, 14-14 halfway through the second quarter was the tie. And you got to love it if you got that rivalry game at Columbia Central between them and Napoleon. If it's a tie game at the half, that's just going to be...
The battle for the jug.
Just a battle, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun for the radio this game is over.
We had a chance to talk with both coaches, Shell and Kubiak, earlier this week on Talk Back Jackson Sports. I think all the coaches are pretty much saying the same thing right now. You know, they're still getting a beat on what their offense and what their defense is going to do. They've only had looks in scrimmages. So it's the same. Don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't make mistakes.
Well, and pleasant surprise so far. We can go into it a little more when we talk about this game, but really limited mistakes, penalties and stuff so far.
Only two flags so far.
Yeah, which is great for an early game. Doesn't bode well. I feel like in the second half we might see a little more fatigue set in, and so some of those mistakes can start coming up, but... Hey, that's not bad.
I'm almost wondering if we're going to lose heat as a factor, because once the sun went down behind the trees, it really started to cool off here.
Yeah.
You know, we were concerned. We talked earlier today. We were concerned those big boys, the heat might get to them a little bit later on in the evening. But
A little rest, a little hydration here at the half, and they might just be all right. Well, a 6-6 tie, St. John's and Western at halftime. The Panthers looking to get an opening season win. GOC's been sending me scores like crazy. Chippewa Valley was 21-7 lead over Detroit Catholic Central. Monroe Jefferson with a 6-3 lead over Onstead. Addison was dominating Springport 30-0.
Wow.
And DeWitt 7, Traverse City 7. So that's a close one there. So battles all over the state here on the opening night of high school football across Michigan. And we're here at the half. And, yeah, Mark, like the mistake-free or almost mistake-free, right. Nearly mistake-free look of that first half was pleasant to see. You know, these are probably two very well-coached teams. We know that about Jackson, Lumen Christi. New Lothrop, we're seeing that, too. And, it really looked like on offense they were just going to control the game, control the clock, and Lumen just kept them out of the end zone on those first couple of possessions, and that's the difference right now is that they ate up all that clock and came away empty-handed.
They cinched up their defense when they got down to the red zone, and that's where I think you saw New Lothrop making some mistakes. They were unsure of what they wanted to do, whether that was decision-making from the Dapper Dan on the sideline or just the inexperience of the sophomore quarterback.
Yeah.
Either way, they get down to the 10, the 20, the 10-yard line. They stalled. They absolutely stalled, and Lumen took advantage.
They did, and they lead 14-7 at the half here. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll hear from the MHSAA and with this week in high school sports. Another couple-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be almost ready for the second half at WKHM. 14-7, Lumen Christi leads on WKHM, online at WKHM.com, and tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Songs of Love Foundation is a nonprofit organization that provides free, personalized songs for kids battling serious illness, including physical or emotional challenges. Listen to a little of Kaylee's Song of Love.
Kaylee, Kaylee, we love everything you do.
Any parent or relative can request a free Song of Love by visiting songsoflove.org or calling us at 800-960-SONG. That's 800-960-SONG.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, Easter Seals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of Easter Seals.
For more information, visit EasterSeals.com.
Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mixed concrete producer, is proud to announce the grand opening of their brand new showroom and offices. Come join them on Saturday, August 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for food, beverages, giveaways, and a live remote broadcast from K105.3. Wilby Transit Mix is proud to call Jackson home and can't wait to unveil their new building to showcase everything in concrete and masonry. Wilby Transit Mix, 2323 Brooklyn Road in Jackson, family owned since 1907.
Welcome to the 2021-22 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you every week from now until the end of March, getting you caught up on the biggest stories in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. We start with football, as Week 1 games kick off Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. We're back to a 9-game regular season with the top 32 teams in each of the 8 divisions advancing to the MHSAA 11-player tournament. Playoffs start October 29th, and the MHSAA finals for 11-player are November 26th and 27th at Ford Field. The 8-player finals will be the week before, on November 19th or 20th, and that's 2 divisions with the top 16 advancing in each. Selection Sunday is October 24th, and playoff participants will be chosen by a strength of schedule playoff point system. This is the same point system used last year, but because of the pandemic, everyone made the playoffs a year ago. This year, we're back to the top 32 in each division for 11-player and top 16 for 8-player, and teams already know which division they are in. To find out your division or how points are calculated, go to MHSAA.com and click on football. MHSAA Executive Director Mark Ewell is excited to see the changes to the playoff format.
Football fans will notice the MHSAA playoffs will look a little bit different this fall. That's because the 6 wins and you're in playoff formula has been replaced by the strength of schedule. Schools for years have struggled finding opponents during the regular season, especially those programs that have had some success over the years. To get into the playoffs, it will be based strictly on playoff points. And schools will now see a benefit when scheduling tough opponents win or lose. This new approach will build excitement, and our schools will hope it will address the scheduling problems that have been a challenge for many years.
Football is just getting started, but some sports are already in action. Game balls this week go to Negaunee Girls Tennis. The Miners won the 2020 Upper Peninsula Division I Championship, and they opened the 2021 season with a win over West Iron County, the reigning UP Division II champs. Lily Nelson won her number one singles match, 6-1 and 6-love. Lansing Catholic Girls Golf. The Cougars shot a tourney best 354 in winning the Hanover Horton Invitational. Amanda Melling led the way for Lansing Catholic, firing a 77 at Cascades Golf Course. And to the Ann Arbor Pioneer Girls Swim Team, last year's MHSAA champs opened the new year with a convincing win at the Huron Relays.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game, making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
This season, MHSAA officials will return to the fields, courts, and mats under some different conditions than in the past 18 months. Other than a few select instances, all MHSAA protocols, procedures, and playing rules have returned to what they were pre-COVID. This means that football team boxes will return to the area between the 25-yard lines. Traditional ball handling and other officials' mechanics will return in all sports, and post-game handshakes will be permitted as each school sees fit. Of course, individual schools may retain certain precautionary measures, and officials are always permitted to use personal medical protective equipment. Additionally, there will be some rule modifications that were adopted during the pandemic that will likely be kept as part of the normal playing rules for moving forward. The one that stands out for the upcoming fall season is that in volleyball, teams will not switch benches or sides of the net unless a referee determines that a team is at a disadvantage due to the layout of facilities and obstructions.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for fall classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it.
This is the sound of a racing heart. It's beating a little faster because it belongs to a young child. But this child isn't in the middle of a close soccer game or playing with her puppy in the yard. Her heart is racing because she's just been told she has to move foster homes again. Change a child's story. There's a child waiting for a volunteer like you. Learn how you can help at nationalcasagal.org.
Hi, this is Phil Tripp from Tripp's Collision Center. Did you know that at Tripp's, we'll cover up to $500 of your insurance deductible or a rental car? And did you know that the insurance companies cannot tell you to go to their body shop that gives them a kickback? At Tripp's Collision Center, we work with all insurance companies, but we know you're the boss, you pay the premiums, you make the choice. At Tripp's Collision Center, the right repair is no accident.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Mark Daly at the half here at Luma Christi High School, where the Titans have a 14-7 lead after two quarters of action. They didn't run an offensive play in the first quarter. I think that was interesting. Normally that's something that Luma Christi might do to an opponent, where they might control the clock for 80% of a quarter and not give their opponent a touch and I don't think they get that done to them a lot. But
they still came out on top with those big hands blocking that the field goal attempt and ran it back.
And I think that when given the opportunity, the Lumen Christi defensive line has been stout. I love that word stout for them. But what happened and what New Lothrop has done well is keep them out of the conversation and spread it out, get it out quickly, and get it into space where they can let those guys make plays.
We talked about their problems in the red zone, but what they have done a fabulous job of is managing the clock, taking their time. We talk about Lumen's speed when they're on offense, and we can certainly see that. Mm-hmm. But New Lothrop is just being methodic about it, taking their time, eating up a lot of clock. With a no-huddle type offense, you tend to think that's going to be a little quick. And they're not.
No.
It's a pretty slow offense for it being no huddle. Yep. On the other side of that, Lumen going into a huddle, coming out, running a play, being really quick on offense, not taking up much time at all.
Yeah, when they break the huddle, they hustle to the line, mm-hmm. they get set quickly, and they run a play. That's very they're very efficient that way. And I think that kind of tempo that they keep, I think that keeps them from having false starts and making mistakes, as they have a great rhythm. You just got to hope that rhythm doesn't get picked up by the defense, and then they can, you know, read your snap count and kind of get an idea of what you're going to do before you do it. But I think the Titans, obviously well-coached, that's no surprise. But you get to see it in action and early in the season like this. And I don't want to jinx them for the second half, but you like to see an efficient first half with only a couple penalties for either side.
Yeah.
It makes for a more enjoyable watch for the fans, and it's definitely more fun to play that way if you're the team.
Can I just say again how awesome it is to be back to normal?
You can say that.
I mean, just the people in the stands eating concession food.
Mm-hmm.
And as we turn around, we have the action here under the lights, right?
Yep.
The football game that we've been talking about all night. But you turn around to where the practice field is and watch all the future Titans just playing and having fun. Happens at every stadium. Happens every Friday night or Thursday night in this case. Where the kids are just cutting loose and having fun. It's just great to be back to normal.
Yep. And, you know, the kids excited to be back at school with their friends, and now they get to do after-school activities with their friends, too. It's got to be a great feeling for the youngsters.
And they're playing right in front of the radio station mobile here where we have lights for them.
Yeah. So they'll be able to keep the game going a little longer than usual, maybe, with our headlights going as we are on the backup broadcast power, but still able to bring you the action with 12 minutes on the clock. The Titans will get the football to start this half, and we'll see if they can't run some clock down, because you'd love to eat up 6 or 7 minutes and put 7 more points up and have 2-score lead with a shortened game.
Yeah.
More out-of-town scores updates. Hazlett with a 14-8 lead over the Jackson Vikings at halftime. Olivet 28-21 lead over Charlotte, and Addison 38-8 lead over Springport now as the kick goes up high. Fielded in the middle, outside of the 20-yard line, taken to the right sideline. Now a foot race, got a blocker, two, cuts it up to the 50 into Hornets territory at the 47. Flag comes in late, and I don't think that's going to go against Lumen. I think that might be some roughing or a face mask or something coming in late on the play.
Barnett was in on the stop for New Lothrop. But, I mean, he was actually the last one there. He was slowed down by a handful of others.
Face mask against New Lothrop. So add on 15 yards at the end of that one on the return by Colin Morrow for the Titans. And this is great starting field position for
Lumen. That's exactly how Herb Brogan wrote it up. That's exactly how he wrote it up.
Okay.
You couldn't ask for a better start.
Get face masked at the I mean, if you were talking about it in the second half or in the halftime locker room, you some point you say, let's get a good return, get some good field position, and let's start the offense. And so with a short field, difficult to think that they're going to be able to eat a chunk of clock, but definitely increases the possibilities that we're going to see some scoring for the Titans here.
I think another 7 points would be probably a little more important than minutes off the clock.
Ehlers pitches out to Wilson. He's hit at the 30, spins off, gets a 3-yard gain on the play, and put it at the 27 for the Titans, second down and 7.
You can tell they certainly do a lot of drills where they're chopping their feet, because once these guys get hit, there's no they just keep going. They're not stopping at the first hit. They continue to work through the defender.
Thanks again to Al Roll Steele for being on the broadcast tonight. Al Glick, of course, a huge U of M Wolverine supporter, and we're glad he's supporting local high school football.
Absolutely.
Ehlers under center. I formation, big set here, and they give it to Wilson on the dive. He's going to get hit, and again, he manages to sneak in an extra yard. Not much, though, and it's going to bring up a third down and about six here for the Titans.
Looks like Cooper Simons was on the stop for that one.
14-7 Titan lead with 10:57 to play second half. Our live coverage all year long brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com.
You mentioned Al Glick earlier. I believe he has some pretty good seats for the basketball season, too.
I don't know if they get better than that.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I think Juwan Howard's an interesting dude, so I wouldn't mind sitting next to him for a while, too. There's a give to, this time, a cut up the middle, and he's taking it to the house. What a run. Power and speed in Congress there together as Derek Walker blasts through the line untouched for 25 yards to the end zone. And it's 20-7 Titans.
I think we might be seeing that big line of New Lothrop slowing down a little bit as the game progresses here, because they weren't even playing tag. There was no touching him as he went through and scored that touchdown.
And I don't want to, and not to diminish what Nick Wilson and Cole Simpson have done so far, but I think we'll see more running from Derek Walker as the season rolls on, because that was an impressive run for Walker, the junior running back for the Titans.
Extra points good, 21-7.
30-second break with 10:29 to play. 21-7 tight lead on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
One North Kitchen and Bar is a proud supporter of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson area. One North would like to thank you for tuning into this week's coverage of high school football on WKHM 970 AM 101.5 FM.
If you attended a local high school football game in the Jackson area, stop into One North and show your server proof that you were at the game, or mention this ad and receive a $5 app. For other great events or promotions going on at One North Kitchen and Bar, be sure to like them on Facebook. Now let's get you back into the game.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, here at the stadium as the kick ready to happen. Hunt ready to put one up. 21-7 Titans lead. And the kick is a high end over end, floating down to the 5-yard line where it's caught and fielded and returned up the right side of the 20.
Cannon Cromwell.
25. Cromwell will blast past the 25 and get a whistle at about the 27. As they stopped his forward progress, but he was fighting. It's been a long time, I think, probably since a player on New Lothrop has experienced a 2-touchdown deficit, especially this late in the game. Defending Division 7 state champs, but Lumen Christie has played, again, largely mistake-free, and I think that if Herb Brogan could have drawn it up to say we'd only have one penalty this far into the game and have a 2-score lead, he'd take it every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But he said that's what they needed to do to win. Both teams have just been very well coached.
Yeah. There's an option play for Kulhanik. Excuse me.
Yeah.
He'll get about a yard and a half on it.
You know, that's another thing. We were talking about the youth of the New Lothrop quarterback, but I mean, they're running some pretty complicated schemes out here with the RPO. It's they're showing various looks each time they snap the ball, and they have been successful up until they get to the red zone. But also, I mean, look at the Lumen defense, not giving up much yardage so far in this this series, and they tighten it up every time they get in the red zone for them. It's just been great to watch on both sides of the ball here.
Let's see Raphael Woods back on the field for New Lothrop. He's in motion as the play begins. Fakes the give. Keep on the option for Kulhanik. And he's met by a trio of Titans. I think it ended up being about four kids making tackles for a stop and a loss, bringing down third down and 9 yards.
I want to say that was Theodore Fullerton who was in there first.
Theo. 9:20 to play, 21-7 Titan lead, and a third down and long play.
Theo's on the sideline. It was somebody else. I'm sorry. You know, they've got this invention called binoculars.
Yeah, they
If I ever get a chance to do this again, I might have to get a pair of Knutsons.
Good time to buy them this weekend at their end-of-season preseason sale. I broadcast from there tomorrow from 4 to 6.
I might be there tomorrow.
Shotgun with an empty backfield. Little early start for Woods, and he's up to Seaman. Open caught at midfield. To the 40, to the 30. Foot race at the 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Woods! No flag on the field.
Now, that was an early start for Cole Simpson. He had to have been at least a foot past the line of scrimmage before that, by the time that ball snapped.
Woods got out of the blocks a little early, and they found him at midfield. I don't know if it would have made a difference because he was all by himself and did the rest of the work with his legs. I guess that bad wheel that got him out of the game earlier is feeling okay now, and it's 21-13.
Halftime spa treatment, maybe?
Maybe so. I don't know what they do in the locker rooms. Back in my day, they would have just smacked you on the back and said, tough it up. Now they're probably getting Penn Chiropractic in there, probably making adjustments for these guys.
Cole Simpson back to kick.
Holds down. The kick is up. And that's not Cole Simpson. You have to flip over your...
I'm sorry.
Damon Cromwell with the extra
Thank
point.
Thank you.
21-14. We're back in 30 seconds at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
And in Cromwell.
At County National Bank, community is the foundation of our business. The drive of local entrepreneurs, the excitement of first-time homebuyers, and the successes of our friends and neighbors are what inspire us to make our communities better places to live and work. Whatever life brings your way, CNB is here for you. To learn more about our personalized financial solutions, visit cnbb.bank today. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Mark Neely here at Lumen Christi High School, where big play offense, our first real big play of the game for a large portion of the field, and it's Raphael Woods, and I still think he was out of the blocks a little early on that play, but like I said, in the middle of the field with nobody within 5 yards of him, he caught it in stride, a nice throw and catch. And he did the rest just by being fast. 21-14, Titans still with a one possession lead, and the ball coming their way on the kick. It's up down the middle of the field, and it's going to get down to about the 15. It takes a bounce toward New Lothrop, picked up there by Nick Wilson. And the coverage team is down there, and they're going to corral him just beyond the 23-yard line. First and 10 for the Titans, deep in their territory with eight and a half to play here in the third.
Let me flip my program over.
Make sure you got the right side.
Right side up now, yeah.
Titans will huddle it up. A little personnel shift, and Cole Simpson will be the running back here on the play. And we've got Teddy Ehlers under center.
So they had success going up the middle of the last series. Bet you a shiny nickel. We'll see some more of that.
I agree, Mark. I think as much as we've got some bulk on that new Lothrop defensive line, I think the Titans want to control that line of scrimmage and go big a little bit, although Ehlers out in the shotgun. And now a little shift. He's going to keep it, actually. A designed run. That's no option. Just a QB dive. And he'll take it out to the 29-yard line and get about five on the play. Ehlers, yeah, he's got some wheels, and we've seen him save some plays in that. They had a great game to open the postseason last year against Hanover Horton, and Ehlers saved a lot of plays with his feet so that Lumen Christi could get past that very game Hanover Horton team that gave them as much as they could handle.
One of New Lothrop's big boys in the middle, that is Jaden Curry, was a little slow getting up, and he's finding his way to the sidelines. So they got a little less size out there for this play.
We'll see if the Titans can take advantage. Ehlers under center. One back with him. Four wideouts for the Titans. An unusual look for them. And they do a quick bubble screen out to Golden. And he dodges defender. Nice stiff arm to throw a guy to the turf. And he'll get it out to the 40-yard line. We do have a flag in the back where I would expect a hold. So 7:53 to play in a 21-14 Titan lead. Golden with his first catch since his touchdown in the first half. But he is
Yeah, I'm not sure who that's going to be called against.
While we're waiting for the call, and it is a block in the back against the Titans. So we'll move that one back 10 yards. A couple out-of-town scores. Riverview 42, Divine Child 21. And we got Chippewa Valley 31-14 lead against Detroit Catholic Central as they huddle it back up. And it'll be second down at about 13 for the Titans with 7:50 to play third quarter. And there's the play. Roll out pass for Ehlers. Gets it out to Golden in the flat. They go right back to him.
He's got room.
Power run. And he'll get over the 30, down to about the 32 before he's stopped just shy of that first down marker. But it's going to be third down and short for the Titans. That play, Golden, reminded me of, remember when Jeremy Shockey was playing for the Giants and he'd get out in the open field and he'd be running. And instead of trying to juke or dodge anyone, he just would, it was almost like he was looking for guys to hit.
Yeah.
That's how that felt for Golden. I think he put the shoulder down and then said, where's the next guy?
Well, I remember about Shockey, too, is, I mean, he just put that big paw up there. He can catch anything anywhere as long as relatively close to him.
And there's a dive play on third and short, and I think the Titans got the first down. We'll move the chains. First and 10 with 6:53 to play here in the third, 21-14 lead.
Notice similarities for New Lothrop on offense and on defense. Their defense doesn't really kind of get set until Lumen comes up to the line, and then they all kind of find their spots then. So you really don't get a sense of what their scheme's going to be.
Yeah.
Because they're all kind of back right now. As soon as they get set, they're going to spread out.
And Lumen doesn't. They've had a really creative play calling, but they show a lot of different formations. There's motion there, strong side, and they get it out to Derek Walker, who had the touchdown earlier on. And another nice run for him as he picks through the defense and gets out to the 46-yard line. And we get a flag coming out at the end of the play. And we'll see what that one is going to be. And Walker slowly to his feet and hobbled on one of his ankles there. Looks like the right wheel is flat. And we'll get an official timeout.
Barnett that was in on the stop for New Lothrop.
So Walker after only a couple carries today, but nice carries each. And that's going to be a sideline warning for New Lothrop on that play.
Well, Dapper Dan has been, he's been like 10, 15 yards out of the field, out on the field at times.
I mean, if you're dressed that nicely, does that give you a little extra leeway? You look more official when you're wearing a shirt and tie.
He kind of blends in with the sideline, too, with those really white before Labor Day pants.
6:03 to play here in the third. Titans with a first down at their own 46. Ehlers under center, I form, gives it a fullback. We haven't seen a lot of that WAP, but he'll get over the 50 to the 49-yard line. About 5 yards. And the Titans continue to drive. And just personnel goes in and out, and nothing changes. They do. They just run nice plays.
I believe that was a number 60 on the stop, but it's another number I'm not seeing on the New Lothrop side of the program.
Mason, 44-7 lead over Okemos as we continue to check the out-of-town scoreboard. 21-14 here, 5:26 on the clock, second down and 5 for the Titans. Big set here with three backs.
Still blitz.
The give is to the deep back, and it's Paul Simpson. He's got the first down, and he gets down to about the 43 before he stopped. Move the chains again for the Titans, and now they're the ones who are using up a lot of clock time.
You see in every play, New Lothrop is getting up slower and slower. Mysterious number 60 is trying to stretch out a cramp. Who is that? Yeah, that is 60. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, as you see, the Titans, like you said, it seems like they're getting stronger as the night goes on, especially at that line, as they continue to see bigger holes. Walker on the sideline getting some work done, kind of getting checkout, and that's going to be it looks like maybe just a sprain. Hopefully he'll be good to go, maybe even tonight. Nick Wilson, meanwhile, with a great hole. Got him in the linebacking core, but not before he spins down to the 35.
Slade rally.
A 7-yard gain.
Slade rally was there on the stop, and if he got past Slade, that would have been another six for Lumen.
I like Nick Wilson as he kind of goes a little longer, running harder and harder. We get a timeout from the New Lothrop sideline. We'll take a timeout from the broadcast. 21-14 Titans lead with 4:28 to go third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
School, and the Jackson YMCA knows the day doesn't end when the school bell rings. The YMCA after-school program provides working parents a safe and caring place for their kids to go after school. Transportation on the Y Blue Bus is available at select elementary schools, or parents can bring their kids to the Y after school for games, crafts, swimming, and more. Financial assistance is available. Jackson YMCA after school is a great way to end the school day. Sign up at jacksonymca.org.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Mark Daly, with 4:28 to play here in the third quarter, and Titans in the lead and driving here.
I'm not much for ciphering, but I really believe Dapper Dan over there called the timeout just to give his guys a breather, because they were moving slow, they were getting up slow. Hayden Andres was trying to stretch out a cramp on the field. So, and even coming back to the middle of the field, they're just kind of moseying, taking their time. There's a little more zip to Lumen. And one thing that you're noticing with this series, if New Lothar wants to stop Lumen, they're going to have to hit him more than once, because they're making it past that first attempt, that first tackle.
And we noted in the pregame, Mark, New Lothar does not have a ton of guys in reserve over there. So if they get tired, or somebody's got a cramp they need stretched out, That affects them. There's another
5 yards.
Quick dive from the fullback, and he'll, squirt ahead for about 5 yards. And we'll give credit where it's due on the play. As Cole Simpson, they say.
I did not see.
Nevertheless, good for a first down. Fresh set for the Titans at the 30-yard line. In New Lothrop territory and driving, and they've been running this this clock down for quite a while.
Maybe I can pick up a nice spotting scope tomorrow at Knutson's instead of binoculars.
All right, whatever it is.
You know,
can I borrow it?
Sure.
Can Brian Haynes borrow it when he's back next weekend?
Usually should have a problem on these nice little LEDs.
Under 4 minutes. Ehlers with another QB run. Designed.
Wide open.
Gives up the seam.
Oh.
Nearly breaks past everybody. Great hole opened up by the Lumen Christie line on the right side. And he gets 10 yards and then some. Ehlers down inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. And those guys tackled him from behind it. Kind of grabbed him at the waist. If they don't have a good grip, Ehlers, that's six for number six.
Nick Barnett was the one who got the hand on him. Again, I feel like a broken record, because at last one, if he doesn't make the stop, that's another score for Lumen.
Yeah, it's fingertips right now keeping Lumen out of the end zone, and I don't know if it's going to last. 3:18.
Oh,
there's a mishandled QB exchange, and that's Mark, one of the few mistakes we've seen from the Titans. Yep. Naylor still managed to mitigate the damage, and actually I think got a yard out of the play, bringing him to second and nine.
Cooper Simmons, who ended up getting the stop on that one, but yeah, turned a negative into a positive and moved it forward here in the red zone.
Just on the other side of the 15-yard line now. Still a first down around the 6-yard line before pay dirt here for the Titans with 2:45 to play in the third. 21-14 lead for Lumen Christie on our broadcast, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Ehlers under center. He's got two wide to his left, and now the line shifts over there. Strong side left. Pitch out is to Walker, who's back into the game, testing out that ankle. And he gets past a couple of tacklers. And at the end of the play, flag comes in. I still kind of anticipate a hold. It looks like it is going to go against Lumen.
And he was brought down behind the line of scrimmage, too. So, New Lothrop had good penetration on that play. They were able to make it through and cause a little havoc in the backfield.
Walker managed to sidestep a tackler or two, but he had a third guy came in, and there were just one too many Hornets in the backfield. So now that's going to move it back out to the 30-yard line with the loss of yardage on the play and then the hold. So that's going to be second down and
a lot.
22.
Good math.
It's more than that, actually, I think.
So it looks more like 30.
So there's the
5,
16,
10, 15, 20, 25,
24 yards. I was only off by a little bit.
Well, you're both wrong.
Out of the shotgun here now for Ehlers, and it is second down.
I blame Common Core.
Rolling out as Ehlers looking to throw. Now he pulls it down and runs. And he had a head of steam, and it looked like a good start, but the defense adjusted, and he's going to only get about six on the play, and that'll make it third down. And
looked like it was Brady 20. Gross. Ran head-to-head with Brady Gross on that one.
Yeah, only 4 yards really there for Ehlers. Third down and 20 right now for the Titans. With a minute and a half to play here in the third. They lead 21-14 and have held the ball for a long time here in the third quarter.
They got a leg. They can. Are we thinking field goal right here? After this play?
Ehlers back to pass, looking downfield. He's got a man, one-on-one coverage to the outside, and got it out. Put it out there for Cooper Keene just beyond his outstretched arms. He threw it to that corner of the end zone, and once again, Mark.
He found some separation there right at the end. He put the ball at the only place he could catch it.
Yep.
It was, I mean, it wasn't even inches. It was off the fingertips.
Yeah, he put it out there where if Cooper Keene was going to get it or nobody was going to get it, and keeps you from turning it over.
That's smart. Even though it's an incompletion, that's smart.
So football set on the 26-yard line. Is that about a 40-yard field goal from there?
I don't know, but I found a new best friend with this mosquito.
Really, I tend to, even they want to hang around, I find them as more like an Eddie Haskell character that you just kind of, you put up with until
sorry,
you can get them to leave.
I thought my sarcasm was coming through.
107 to go, and we go fourth down on the long yardage play. Ehlers back to throw, and he's going to go to the end zone again. It's up, jump ball, caught. No, he lost it when he hits the turf.
It was there. Again, only spot he could catch it. He brought it down. He just didn't retain possession.
Ralph Golden went up to get it.
We got
came down without it. Now he's kind of dragging his foot. I can't tell if that's a injury or as he takes more
he
steps,
was
it tends
limping.
To kind of kind of straightening out as he takes more steps. So turnover on down here for the Titans, and we've got another Titan body down on the field, closer to where the line of scrimmage was, with 59 seconds to play in the third. Titans still holding on to a one-score lead. And
I can't see a number on that.
Yeah, the trainer's out there to do what trainers do.
I'm sure I could find some repellent when I'm at Knudsen's tomorrow.
Keep making that sporting goods shopping list, I suppose.
Oh, well, it's tomorrow's payday.
Ah. Wow. Mark, here.
You need anything?
Maybe ask your wife if there's anything specifically needed before you blow it all out at Knutson's. And the injured player is Samuel Putman. Stands on his feet, though, and making his way to the sideline under his own power.
She does prefer the bubblegum Yamamoto's.
What is that?
It's a worm for bass fishing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A couple more scores from out of town. We've got Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 19-0 leader over Almont. And if you missed it, Okemos is trailing Mason 44-7. Still looking for an update from our game out of Columbia Central. Last we knew it was 14-14 at the half. And meanwhile, Western, the Panthers were tied at 6 in their game. So a couple tight ones around the area tonight. As New Lothrop comes onto the field, football at the 26. Back to throw. Kohanic, and he's going to get pressure. Escapes out of the pocket. Now he's getting to the edge. Out to the 30. And down to the 33. Tackle from behind. And that's Devion Franklin on the tackle.
Thank you.
And nice gain after the penetration to escape there from Kohanic, because there were two or three Titans who penetrated the defensive line, and he turned that into a nice gain. Second down and 8.5 maybe, with 37 seconds to play third quarter. Titans still lead 21-14. And we'll get one more play in here at least before the end of the third. And like you mentioned, Mark, that no huddle. It's not like a hurry-up style, because
it's not.
They
not
wait
at
for
all.
A call from the sideline. And this time it's a jet sweep. And there's some more running room. And over the 45, out of bounds at about the 46 on the sideline, going left to right, I guess, if you're the running back there, the player, Raphael Woods, but showing the wheels again. And
yeah, New Lothrop showed some speed there. They're on the 49.
Clock starts as they spot the football, and with 5 seconds to go, they're going to run it out Three quarters in the books. Titans still lead 21-14. We're back in 60 seconds at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group and Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Quarter of action, we'll switch sides, and Neil Lothrop will go left to right on your radio dial. And update from Columbia Central, 21-14, Napoleon leads after three quarters out there. Pirates and Golden Eagles in a rivalry matchup. It's first down and 10 for New Lothrop from their own 49. Empty backfield here for Kohanic.
Who's this right here?
Five wide receivers.
Beat on the number, but he seems like he's passed the ball.
And that's a QB option, keep by Kohanic, and all the Titans, including Cole Simpson back there, to shut him down for a sack and a loss of 3 yards.
22 was lined up. A little bit offside. Beyond the line of scrimmage, yeah.
But if he's out that wide, he should be checking with the official. And so I'm guessing he was probably okay. Must be an optical illusion for us for an angle or something up here. Second down and 12 with the spot on the play as Kohanic gets the call from the sideline. Simons in the backfield. And again, four wide receivers for New Lothrop. Spreading things out. Titans have gotten kind of, I feel like they've gotten kind of used to, or at least an understanding of what New Lothrop's trying to do to make those adjustments at halftime. Play action to Simons. Pass nearly picked off. That little bubble screen tossed out into the right side and nearly picked off the Titans, like I said.
Looks like that was Reed Garcia almost hit.
Yeah, reading the play. Reed Garcia nearly comes through just in time to pick that off, and if he catches that, it's 6 points. But he still breaks up the play, makes it third and 12.
Yeah.
And now the defense has another shot to shut down New Lothrop and get that football back for their offense with 11-11.
New Lothrop
on the clock.
Is kind of going to a huddle now. Kind of changed up how things are. And they appear to be moving a little bit slower.
End of three, Western leads St. John's 13-6. Interstate 8 opponent for the Titans, the Panthers.
Be a happy night in the Clough household.
It'll be a busy Fergs crowd, too, I bet. Five wide, empty backfield for Kohanic, and he's back to throw. Pressure from the Titans. They're going to sack him and pull him down for a big loss at the 36-yard line.
That's an O-line sack. I'm sorry, that's a defensive line sack. They made penetration. Offensive line had no help, no hope of stopping them. Takes him back another 10 yards.
Like I said, Kohanic tried to escape. Wherever he went, there was no escape. So he decided who was going to sack him because they were all back there.
Yeah, they got 20 yards to go on this fourth down.
And, Mark, I don't know if I can particularly blame it on this. As the punting unit comes out, we get a flag before anything happens. Too many men on the field. So there's a mistake.
They did that before. Players out. They had that accident in the mishap in the first half, too.
So move it back even further. Titans are going to have good field position. But, yeah, Mark, you had kind of – we wondered if the big bodies might, under the heat, labor a little more for New Lothrop. And if this is any indication, they have, because the
good
Titans
fun.
On those last couple plays penetrated easily defensively. Fair caught by Cole Simpson at the 29, and he's really hobbling out there right now.
And it's first down for the Titans side for all 30-yard line.
Flip my program.
27-14 now. Napoleon with a two-score lead. Their extra point was blocked. So with a fourth quarter and a two-score deficit for Columbia Central, they're trailing the Pirates. Shout out to Tom Ratchford for getting us the Western Panthers score. Ratch still around. 13-6, end of three, Western with a seven-point lead.
Love listening to GLC and Ratch, and just what Ratch always gave to the game was just awesome.
Yeah, first down play for the Titans is a gift to Nick Wilson, and he's down to the 35-yard line. Get about five on the play.
Good guy, too.
Ratch?
Yeah.
You know, catch him a time or two at a local watering hole and just try to get him started on some stories, some GOC Ratch stories from traveling to games, and just sit by and listen. It's a blast if you know GOC at all.
Yeah.
The tales that are told are magnificent. Titans at the line, second and five. Ehlers pitches out to Wilson, looking to cut up field. Finds a spot, slides through. He think he dove over the 40 at the end to get the first down.
And that was close.
Wilson sensed his momentum was dying, and he took a little dive, got it to the 30 or the 41, excuse me, and moved the chains. And the Titans have a little momentum going again on offense.
And that was again kind of the case. Second, third guy there is the one who's going to get him down. I mean, they're just not stopping him first contact at all. Not even slowing him down.
You mentioned it, Mark. A really good punt by New Lothrop to kind of set up this field position for the Titans. But at minimum right now, leading by a score with 9 minutes, you want to flip that field position again so that even if you don't manage to score, you back New Lothrop up. Right now, the Titans moving it on the ground. That's great individual defensive play. Give to Wilson in the backfield. And
I think it was Joe Torres who came in on the stop on that one.
Yeah.
Took him back a couple yards.
In the backfield, make a nice tackle in the open field to pull down Wilson. Second down and 11 from the 40 for the Titans. They lead 21-14, 8.5 to play. Stay tuned following the broadcast for our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game. That person will win a Schlenker's meal. And that's a surprise no one will scoff at. I don't know. I'm just going bacon cheeseburger basically anywhere I go.
I thought you'd like walk out with the sack of burgers, and that would be your choice.
Oh,
no,
I'm trying not to overeat a lot, Mark.
Wait, I didn't say you'd eat them all. Bring it back to the station.
Oh, well, that's not happening. Play action, Ehlers keeps
up the middle.
Up the middle, breaks in the backfield, gets down to the 45 in New Lothrop territory. Ehlers with that kind of a it was a read, kind of a read play for him, and he faked it to the back and. And almost like the back went away with it, and Ehlers pulled it back out of his gut.
Nolan,
seeing that scene.
Nolan Mulcahy?
Mulcahy. Nolan Mulcahy.
That's why you're the highly trained professional. I'm the fill-in. But, he was the third man there again. And if he makes it past Nolan, they score.
No waste of time. Titans with a pitch out to Wilson. He's going to take a hit after about a two-yard gain. Gets down to the 43.
Pretty true, about 3 minutes on this drive.
Yeah, 44-yard line in New Lothrop territory. Second down at about eight for the Titans. 21-14 leads under seven, or excuse me, at 7:15 to play in this tilt.
All right, so you see the big guy's hands on the knees bent over here?
Yeah, that's
on the New Lothrop side.
That's the universal sign of being tired?
I think so. I think so. I mean, it's been a while since I've been on the football field. But
you've been tired.
Oh, yeah.
Two wide for Ehlers under center. The back is Walker, and he takes it, slips through the line into the secondary. Now down to the 20. Battles his way down to the 12-yard line, and Derek Walker, whatever he did to his ankle, looked okay on that play.
Alec Wenslick. Forced him out of bounds. Again, third, fourth man there.
Yeah.
And I mean, he just cut through the line like butter.
12-yard line. So first and 10 for the Titans. 6:42 to play. Clock stops on the out of bounds, but the Titans continue to move the football
on
the ground. huddled up for the Titans to break that huddle, come up to the line. Ehlers running Sean Brogan's offense to a T. Three backs, and he gets to Walker. And good penetration right from that defensive end position. Coming to make the play was Cooper Simons.
I got you. You're blocking my light.
21-14, Titan lead, 6:24 to play. Football's on the 12. No gain on the play thanks to the defensive heroics of Cooper Simons there, but I feel like you got to keep him out of here. No, that's old.
Okay.
Our last update from the K105.3 game, 27-14. Napoleon leads. There's a give to Walker. Bounces off a tackle, but they do hold on. He's going to get down to about the 2-yard line.
Maybe even inside.
Yeah, that's
enough.
They're
moving
first
the chains.
Down.
It's going to be first.
Four tries inside the two for the Titans with just 5:52 to play in this tilt. And a 21-14 lead. It's looking good for Lumen Christie to start the year. 1-0.
We lost our game behind us. The kids aren't playing in the dark anymore.
Well, they want to come out and catch the end of this.
It's a good game.
Good game, yeah. Olivet, 34-28 lead in their tilt.
So when you watch a game, if you're coming to watch a game, are you in the stands or are you like the guys along the fence?
It depends on who I'm with, but usually I'm sitting down. There's a dive up the middle. Football is out loose. Ehlers dives on it. And that'll push Lumen Christie out to the 7-yard line. And Ehlers took a hit diving on that football. He's up and he looks undamaged, but second and goal now from the 7-yard line for the Titans after that ball squirted loose.
I like the fence. Sure. I prefer to stand for most of the games.
Oh. Yeah, I noticed you didn't scoff even for a moment that we didn't have chairs up here in our broadcast position.
Oh, gosh, no, not at all. Got comfy shoes.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Prepared. Ehlers gives to Walker. Shuffle step at the line, so he's not going to hit it with a lot of force, but he is going to get inside the 5 again. Looks like maybe down to the 4-yard line, and that'll bring up a 3rd and goal from that distance.
Oh, we'll give the defensive line the stop on that one.
Yeah. Just a pile of hornets. A swarm of hornets. Is that?
Speaking of which, you fully recovered from your attack?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. I had forgotten it even occurred now that you think about it. Timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 4:14 to play, 21-14 Titans. Big play coming up when we return on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Mark Daly with 4:14 to play in the fourth quarter. Our opening game here at WKHM brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't.
What's going to happen here? Are they going to kick or are they going to go for it?
Well, still third down, so they get one more try.
All right.
But if you're unsuccessful on this third down play, I think they have the leg, and I think you take the 3 points. That put all the pressure on New Lothrop with just 4 minutes to play. Keen in motion out right. Ehlers rolling out to throw. Keen was open for a moment. Ehlers keeps his in. Waiting for the call. They grabbed him by the neck. That's, if nothing else, was a horse collar tackle.
I don't see any. There's no laundry on the field. There's no call.
They're down inside the one where the spot comes down. This can be fourth and goal. Decision time for the Titans. Ehlers was just yanked down by his neck on that play.
Yeah.
And the play as drawn up, Cooper Keene was wide open there at the goal line. Ehlers maybe uncomfortable making a throw on the run, so he holds on, goes in. And now we're going to get Coach Brogan calling over the official. Clock's running. Maybe he's bringing the clock down, and then he's going to take a timeout. Fourth and goal from the one. And there's a timeout with 1 second on the play clock. Get the clock all the way down to 3:13. Let's take a 30-second commercial break when we come back. 3 minutes, 13 to play, and the Titans lead 21-14 on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for fall classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Mark Daly on our opening broadcast. Brian Haynes expected back next week. Mark, I think you've done a fine job. And so
I really enjoyed the experience. You made it very easy to do, and it's been a lot of fun.
I'm glad you had fun. I have a blast every week, and it's nice to know that we've got a capable backup on the line anytime.
I might be waiting with a lead pipe at the bottom of the stairs at the end of next week's game so I can do this again.
Well, the good news is that
I won't do that.
You have plenty of time to talk sports. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Yeah. Weekdays 5 to 6. Join Mark Daly for Talkback Jackson Sports. And he's going to be live at Knutson Sporting Goods tomorrow afternoon for the show. Big set and a push at the goal line.
Gotta be in.
It looks like he's in. Ehlers dives in the pile, and there's the signal. Touchdown, Titans! And that was simply line them up and get some push, and grit. The Titans got more push than the
that
Hornets.
That was your true grit play.
Yeah, absolutely great job by the Titans in the big spot. Coach Brogan making the call to go for it on fourth and inches, and why not?
It's the right call.
Yep.
It's a win-win situation at that point. Even if they don't make it, New Lothrop, which hasn't shown any speed at all tonight, you got 3 minutes left in the game. How are they going to make that the full length of the field with 3 minutes?
100 yards. I mean, we had the big play. They ended up about 60 yards on the Raphael Woods touchdown, but other than that, they haven't shown a lot of big play capability, and what they've really shown is the Titans been able to get pressure on the new Lothrop quarterback.
Illegal substitution
against New Lothrop now.
Yeah.
So the Titans will get a little closer to the goal line after their extra point try.
That's either it's too many men on the field or you got stuff like that happening, and it's been an issue for them this first game.
And New Lothrop right now, I'm only counting about five guys on the sideline that they have available for substitution. So, yeah, with that short bench,
you know,
fatigue's going to set in.
I guess I hadn't noticed that. We've been focused on Dapper Dan all night over there.
And the hold is down, and that kick is blocked. The extra point is blocked. And so 27-14 is our score. And, Mark, it's been odd how our game has mirrored that other game at 27-14 over there, too, with Columbia Central Napoleon at K105.3. So we're really matching them. We'll keep it here on the broadcast as we get ready for the kickoff. 3:05 to play, 27-14 our score. I want to say thank you again to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for being on the game. Great business, and they support a lot of what we do at the radio station. AeroEquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Thanks again to our scouting report sponsor, Recruit Specialized Staffing from the pregame. The Grace Group, Meridian Wealth Management. We love Penn Chiropractic Center. The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Jackson College. Jackson Public Schools. And it looked like the Vikings were in a little trouble. If we can find a score update from their game before we wrap up the broadcast, we will. And the ball's teed up. Hunt ready to come out and get another kickoff. He is showing a very good high school kicking leg. With 3:05 to play, the Titans want to push New Lothrop back as far as they can. Ball's teed up. It's deep.
Wow, that's a good kick.
High and down to Raphael Woods with a five. Cuts to the left. Now tries to change direction. Loses footing for a second. Gets a block, and now he's into the 30. Pulled down from behind. Nice tackle to stop a big gain from Woods, but decent field position from New Lothrop. as Woods does a nice job on the return.
Yeah, it's Colin Morrow who made the stop.
Colin Morrow making plays tonight. 2:56 to play, 27-14 Titans lead, and now the defense that's been out of the field a lot tonight for Lumen Christi will go back to work.
But that front four for Lumen. Totally different body language. They're ready to go.
No doubt about that, Mark. And New Lothrop got to have some urgency, and they've got that spread out. We'll see if Kohanek's arm can get something done, and he left that throw real short. It might have even been tipped at the line. Incomplete on first and 10 for New Lothrop. 2:53 on the clock. Second down and 10 from the Titan, or excuse me, the New Lothrop, 34. Titan fans in the those end zone bleachers just in the back of the end zone. That's a great feature out here. You don't usually get to have the students down that close to the field at any other schools that I can think of. So that's a great feature for the Titans. And it's got that same effect as they have in their basketball court of those end line bleachers. Intimidating.
Very. I'm thoroughly enjoying the experience out here tonight.
Kohanek back to throw. He's hit as he throws. Incomplete. Great penetration. And I believe that's going to be John Gant in the backfield on that hit. He's going to go to the sideline and get around the high fives. Big play here again for the Titans, making it third and 10 with 2:48 to play.
He actually got a low five. That's all right.
It's just a low one.
It's a five. All right.
Titans defensive setup, just three down linemen. And kind of that nickel set with four wide out. Passes into the flat and it bounces off the side. It's diving, caught, intercepted. Intercepted. What a play. They've been shooting through that little pass there, and the last three times they tried it, this time
they've been making penetration every play.
And another big play for Colin Morrow on the interception. Titans turn it over, and now they will eat up the last 2:43 if they can and get to the locker room with a win. Do they have school tomorrow, Mark?
They have somebody down. I'm not sure.
It's got to feel good to get...
I know Hanover Horton has school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got school in there. So that's got to be a good feel. You get a win on Friday night. School, you don't have school till Monday.
Fairly certain they have school tomorrow.
You get a win on Thursday. You got class tomorrow?
Yeah.
You can walk around with your head held high. That's got to be a fun feeling. Now, when I went to Michigan Center, our football players did not get to experience a lot W's.
Well, back in the day, I went to Clinton. But I only played up to my sophomore year, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't play either, but I played in the marching band, though, and we were
You guys, high fives.
Spectacular.
Then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're really, way you kept the beat.
I did. I kept
the
beat.
Yeah, I know. Right.
But I was also one of our football team's biggest fans. So when we'd get done at halftime, so a lot of the band would leave, but I always stayed and watched the finale. And we did finally get a win my senior year.
Oh yeah.
And it was in the crossover game, and I took the Michigan Center team flag and I made all the way around the track.
Did you have the universal sign of being tired at the end of that lap?
I did. The principal said, "Steve, don't do that again." And he said, "But I also noticed you were you were dragging a little bit on the end of that lap." I said, "Yeah, I was." Nice play there for the Titans.
That was Joe Torres making the stop for Lothrop.
9 yards on first down. I got a little insight. Most places have a half a day tomorrow, okay. Especially with temperatures around 90.
It's been warm.
Yeah, heat index values again in the upper 90s tomorrow. So most schools get there in the morning, get out of there by 11.
Keep yourself hydrated.
For sure. Titans to the line now, second down and one. Just shy of the 20-yard line. With 1:54 to play and the clock running, they lead 27-14. Teddy Ehlers under center, letting that play clock run down 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Takes the snap, gives it to the fullback, who dives and tries to get that last yard to move the chains.
It looks close, but I'm
waiting for that spot, and they're going to say,
if I had
nope,
a shiny nickel,
21.
I'd say no. Yep.
Third down and inches again.
Close, but no shiny nickel.
Gosh, Addison, the Panthers, 61-16, the final against Springport. Addison
wow.
had a dominating performance to open the year against.
See, now, Addison's first game, it was always against Onstead. I thought it was a different, but it was always, that always was the rivalry game. I wonder how long has it been since they've been having Springport as their first opponent.
Not sure, Mark. Third down and short with 56 seconds now. Ehlers under center. Big set here. He's going to keep and just dive it down. And he's got it, I think. There's a first down, and the Titans
moving the ball.
It's academic now. 47 seconds. The clock will start. Have to run, go out there and take one more knee before they can declare themselves victorious with a 27-14 win over the defending Division 7 state championship New Lothrop Hornets. As some of the Titan fans make it to the exits, but a lot of people still in their seats.
Victory formation.
Ehlers takes the knee, and that's gonna do it.
Put a fork in it.
27-14, the final here. And the Lumen Christie Titans victorious on WKHM. We'll take a 60-second break here. We'll come back and look at our player of the game for Fuller's ChemDry. And what a great start to this 2021 season. 27-14 our final. And if you just joining us from the K105.3 game, 27-14 the final there. Napoleon victorious over Columbia Central. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
20 years ago, we woke up to a clear blue sky on what became one of our darkest days. Remember a national tragedy created national unity. Remember unbearable pain led to unbreakable strength.
We will never break.
Remember the hope, resilience, and unity that brought us together after 9/11. Make sure these lessons live on for a new generation at neverforget.org.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
27-14, the final here at Lumen Christie High School as the Titans. And, gosh, just really an excellent team effort, Mark. And so the task of choosing a player of the game becomes difficult because you want to give it to about half a dozen players.
Offense and defensive players.
Yeah, Colin Morrow. Made some big plays. Ralph Golden with a touchdown. We had good running action from a couple guys,
right.
Walker and Wilson. I think you end up having really good defensive performances. The line on both sides of the football was a big winner today for the Titans, winning that battle against what is probably a little bit bigger size-wise, Lothrop's, New Lothrop's line. But, the Titans with a number of people who could get it. But you kind of default to the quarterback, and I think we'll go with Teddy Ehlers as our player of the game tonight for Fuller's ChemDry, just because in the opening game of the season, trying to avoid mistakes, he did that. He threw a touchdown pass. He avoided the big turnover and made a lot of plays with his legs, too.
Yeah, both with the ball and with his legs. I mean, we had talked about it was kind of shaky at first, and we thought just maybe just not having enough zip on the ball or getting it. But, I mean, we saw he wasn't turning the ball over. He was putting the ball in safe places where only his receivers could get it. And eventually he was starting to connect with them as had second quarter on where he started to have success. And then towards the end there, making plays with his legs, eating up the clock, getting this game to where it needed to be for Lumen, which is one in the win column.
Yeah, and I'll go honorable mention for Ralph Golden because he had the touchdown catch, and he also had the recovery on the blocked kick that he took back to the end zone for a touchdown, too. So excellent game for Ralph Golden. Teddy Ehlers edging him out in the player of the game for Fuller's Chem Dry. And so that's going to send some freebies Teddy Ehlers' way
just
from Schlenkers.
Yeah.
They're closed now, but we always talk about them at the games, and then I'm like, well, can we go after the game? No, we can't.
Make sure you take your cash and order the Olive Burger.
There you go.
They don't take cards.
Right.
So you got to take cash.
You heard it here first.
You're going to have more than
Olive Burger.
Right.
I'm going bacon cheese. I got to do.
Have you tried the Olive Burger?
No. But I don't like olives, so what would be the point?
Then there you go. Everybody likes bacon. That's an easy choice.
And thanks to Fuller's Chem Dry, too. The burgers at Schlenker's, yes, but the Chem Dry services from Fuller's Chem Dry, well-known throughout the Jackson area. We appreciate them being on board.
Do you think they're well,
is that?
Do you think they're well-versed?
Nick Fuller right there, too.
Do you think they're well-versed at cleaning off the special secret sauce? That's why they're sponsoring the Schlenker?
I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Okay.
That's Nick Fuller right there, as we were just talking about him. So, yeah, pretty great day here at Lumen Christi, where the Titans are 27-14 winners over the defending Division 7 state champ New Lothrop Hornets. We mentioned early on, Mark, that New Lothrop was young. They definitely played well coached. Titans just edged them out and had more in the tank longer.
They definitely had gas left in the tank in the fourth quarter. They definitely had more speed. Both teams just had great coaching on the other side, on both sides. There's just a few more mistakes that New Lothrop made. They had a little more laundry on the field than Lumen did. They had miscues with getting 12 men on the field or not making the substitutions like they should. And a few other penalties in there, too, and that hurt them in the long run. But, yeah, I mean, those are really the keys that you needed to hit on, was to have a mistake-free game. And like we thought, you know, those big guys got a little slow at the end.
New Lothrop takes the 27-14 loss, their first loss since 2019. They were undefeated the last year.
Oh, wow.
So they start the year with a loss this year. They are in action next week at Otisville Lakeville Memorial.
Okay.
I don't know where. I couldn't tell
you
where
that is.
Can you
show me on your hand?
No,
you can't.
No idea. Meanwhile, the Titans, victorious, they will play next Thursday, right here against Coldwater.
Okay.
So they'll get their Interstate 8 conference battles going. Coldwater, frequently a tough opponent for Lumen Christi, so I look forward to being here for that one. Myself and Brian Haynes will be here for the broadcast. Kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock. We'll try to get on the air about 6:45.
Okay.
And you can tune us in here on your radio, online at WKHM.com. Of course, tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970. Thanks again to Fuller's Chem Dry, our player of the game, Teddy Ehlers tonight, and also Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. The Grace Group, Meridian Wealth Management, Jamie Grace, on board for supporting high school sports for a long time, and we appreciate him. Wealth Management, why not? Check him out. And Jackson College, Al Rowe, we'll say thank you to them, too. And many, many more, Able Heating and Cooling. We'll never name them all. Matter of fact, I'll just let the pre-recorded close of the broadcast.
Somebody with a lot of talent put that stuff together.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Very well trained.
That's a little inside, and I don't want to explain it. I'll just say, Mark, thank you. You did a fabulous job tonight. I couldn't have asked for a better substitute, and I hope you had a good time because I did, and I can't wait for more high school football here on WKHM. Check our schedule online at WKHM.com. We'll wrap it up and send you back to your regularly scheduled program.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Additional sponsors include Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Wilby Transit Mix, Phelps Towing, Trips Auto Shop, Seymour Ford Lincoln, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, the Jackson YMCA, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jim Winter Auto, One North Kitchen and Bar, County National Bank, Grimes Plumbing, Jackson College, Al Rowe Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our Player of the Game.